Anybody glad to be in God's house tonight? Come on, this is the day that the Lord has made. Did anybody come to rejoice and be glad in this day? Amen. I'm going to have you do something totally different tonight. I want you to be seated. And they're going to turn up the house lights. And I want you to take out your Bibles. And I want you to go to the book of 1 John chapter 5 with me, please. 1 John chapter 5. Those of you who are in the cafe, come on into church. We want you in the house of God. Come on into church with us. 1 John chapter 5. Well, we've dedicated this night to prayer. And I think we greatly underestimate the power of prayer in our generation. I am firmly convinced that the reason people don't pray, and by the way, the average American Christian prays less than 15 minutes a week. That's if you combine all of their time saying, "Oh Lord," any kind of flippant prayer. We're talking about flippant prayer or serious prayer. The average American Christian prays less than 15 minutes a week. Now, there's a reason for that. People don't pray for, number one, if you don't believe there's a God. But that's not the Christian's perspective, right? We know that He lives. So why do Christians not pray? Well, the truth is we don't pray because we don't believe that He hears us. Or we don't believe that He's going to answer even if He does hear us. Because the truth is, if we believe He hears us and that He answers us, we would be highly motivated to pray. Everybody would be praying all the time. This is why Paul said to pray without ceasing. Because if you know that God hears you and you know that God answers, then you never stop praying. So tonight, what we've come here to do is we've come here to pray and to seek the Lord. Now, Sunday morning in our early service, I talked about unity. I felt like I was pulling teeth and I knew something was up. And it was warfare for the second service. In the second service, we had 5 or 6 people answer an altar call for salvation without any preaching. The presence of God invaded the building, and I mean, it was just glorious in here. I left way after 1 o'clock. Way after 1 o'clock. It was glorious. If we want God to do that more, we've got to pray. There's power in prayer. Say that out loud, please. There's power in prayer. And so tonight we're going to pray, but before we pray, I'm going to have them turn the house lights down, and we're getting ready to play a video for you. This is our community right now, and I want you to see this. This is going on at Tennessee Tech University. This is our community. This is one of literally, probably multiplied dozens, without any exaggeration, of pictures and videos that have been sent to me over the course of the last 30 to 60 days in our community that has something to do with high sexual perversion, extreme sexual perversion, or witchcraft. Witchcraft. Now, I know that I've got these babies sitting here, but these ain't babies. Y'all are big, right? These are big kids. And the reason there's no nudity in this, but the reason I want them to see this, because I want to teach them as their pastor what the Bible says about this. Right? So, guys, go ahead, and I want you to play this. He's dressed up like a Christian. He's mocking Christianity. Now he's going to do a transvestite. This is at Tennessee Tech University with little bitty kids bringing them money. This is the agenda that movement is wanting to perpetrate on these children right here. And all of you kids, I want you to look at Pastor. This right here is of the devil. This is straight out of hell itself. All right, you can cut this. This is one of dozens and dozens of videos or pictures that I could show you. Not from another community, but from our own community. So this next week, I'm crafting a letter that will be accompanied by a letter from an attorney where I'm going to demand equal time to preach the gospel on the campus of Tennessee Tech University. We're going to have equal time on the campus, or we're going to have a civil rights attorney. Now, what they're going to say is, that's not a religion. Kids, I want you to listen to me. That is a religion. And let me tell you how I know, because it's a belief system. It's a belief system. And so what we're here to do is to use the weapons of our warfare that aren't carnal. That's carnal. That's their weapons of warfare. That's carnal. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. But the Bible says they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination and every thought and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Our weapons are mighty. Our weapons are powerful. Our weapons are the name of Jesus. Our weapons are the blood of Jesus. Our weapons are prayer. Our weapons are the Word of God. So sit down. I want you to take your Bible out. They're going to turn the house lights up. I want to show you what the Bible says about one of our weapons. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Verse number 13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Now listen carefully what it says. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we asked Him for. I have confidence in this. My Bible tells me that God hears me. Say that out loud. God hears me. Every prayer that falls across my lips, God hears me. And the Bible says, if I ask anything according to His will, I know that He hears me. And that I have the petitions that I have asked Him for. Now, in just a few moments, what we're going to do is what the Bible says. The Bible says you don't just come into God's presence any way you want. The Bible says you enter His gates with thanksgiving. You come into His courts with praise. So Adam and the worship team are going to lead us in praise and worship. I'm asking you tonight not to be passive in praise. I'm asking you tonight to put some warfare on it. Are you listening to me? I'm asking you tonight to put some fervency on it. Put some fervency on it. After we enter His gates with thanksgiving and we come into His courts with praise, at that point, I'm going to step up here and I'm going to open us up in prayer. At that time, Brother Jim Brown is going to come up here and we're going to start by praying for the nation of Israel. And Brother Jim, I want you to pray for America too, the nation of America, but specifically the nation of Israel. We have different people in the congregation that are going to come up here and take a prayer point. Your job is not to stand there and or sit there and listen to them. Your job is to look at that prayer point and come into agreement with whatever they're praying. There's power in agreement. Again, I've taught you, one puts 1,000 to flight, two puts 10,000 to flight, three puts 100,000 to flight, four puts 1,000,000 to flight, right? So there's power in agreement. when we come together in agreement, right? So that's the reason we're going to have the tags of what we're praying for on the screen. So as you're praying, you know, and the Lord might start moving through you on each one of those. So pray in English over it. Pray in the Spirit over it. Just come into agreement, right? If somebody says something, if Brother Jim says something, you know, about the nation of Israel, and he's praying a specific prayer, come in and say, yes, Lord, I agree with that. I agree with that in the name of Jesus. And feel free to put your heavenly prayer language on it as well. We're a Spirit-filled church. We're not going to make any excuses for that. We're not hiding from that. There's power in that, right? We have the ability as Spirit-filled people not only to pray in our natural language, but when we don't know how to pray for as we ought, we can put our heavenly language on it, right? So there's no way we can miss it, right? We can't help but hit it, all right? So I want us to stand up all over this room. And those of you who are watching me right now all over the world, if you have a prayer need, I need you right now as you're watching to do two things. Number one, share the feed. Number two, put your prayer request and your agreement. If we're praying, you can say amen online right where you're at. We want you to come into agreement as well as we touch heaven together. I believe God's going to hear us tonight. I believe we're going to break through tonight. All right, let's start out by giving Jesus the greatest praise we've given him all week long. Hallelujah.
There is no fear, 'cause I believe. There is no doubt, 'cause I have seen your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over. And I have hope found in your name. I have a strength found in your grace, your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over. So make quick through the
make great.
your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me. Back over your life of the goodness of Jesus. Come on, this is the part for you to worship right here. prophesy this right here.
In the name of Jesus, there is power.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, there is healing.
Come heal our land, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, there is power. It's in the name, in the name, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, there is power.
Yeah.
And in the name of Jesus, there is healing. In the name of Jesus, there is power. In the name of Jesus.
This time, kids, you guys can be dismissed downstairs. You can be seated in the house. Brother Jim has already made his way up here good. Thank you, worship team. Let's give the Lord a praise in here. Now the Bible says, who can ascend the hill of the Lord? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. So we're going to start out tonight by repenting of all known sin. We're going to make sure we're clean. We want no obstruction between us and heaven tonight. Now there's many postures of prayer. I'm not a person who likes to sit when I pray. I like to walk. So you'll probably see me down here walking or walking. If you need to walk and pray, I want you to get in whatever posture. Some people like to lay on their face. Some people like to kneel. You can come find a place here, or you can turn around, turn your chair into an altar. Whatever posture that you need to be in that helps you connect with the Lord, I want you, and I give you permission to get in that posture right now. Okay? So if you feel like you need to stand, you go ahead and stand. If you want to walk, you can walk. Whatever posture that you need to get in, I'm going to give you just a minute to get in that posture right now. Now, let's go to the Lord and let's make sure our hearts and our hands are clean as we get started tonight. Father, the Bible says we have all sinned and we have all come short of the glory of God. There is none of us in this room who has not failed you. So, Lord, first of all, we want to come to you and humble ourselves under your mighty hand. We start off tonight repenting, for judgment must begin in the house of God. So we humble ourselves right now before your mighty hand, mighty God, and we ask you to forgive us for every known sin, every sin of commission that we know we've committed, every sin of omissions, the one we don't even know we've committed, thoughts and actions and attitudes, words that have been out of place. We ask you to forgive us, Lord. Lord, your word says if we confess our sins, you're faithful, you're just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So right now, Father, we put ourselves under the merciful throne of God, asking for mercy, Lord, where we have failed you. And tonight we come boldly to your throne. We don't back in tonight. We're coming boldly to the throne of God because we have the promise of your word that if we pray and ask anything according to your will, we know you hear us and we have the petitions of which we ask you for. So with clean hands and clean hearts, no ought in our spirit against anybody, having released everything and everybody, Lord, now we come to the throne that's not just a mercy throne, but now the throne of grace, because we need grace. We need your power, Lord. Only heaven can resolve the issues of our day. So, Lord, as we pray the prayers of agreement tonight, may heaven be shaken with our prayer. May you dispatch angels tonight and send the answer like lightning and thundering out of the throne of God toward us tonight. We humble ourselves before you. Hear us, Lord.
Thank you, Pastor Shane. I'm your substitute rabbi tonight. I want to explain my voice so anybody won't be wondering about it. 2000, I had cancer of the vocal cords. Had surgery and radiation, and it made me raspy, so bear with me on my voice. I'm going to tell you how I got involved supporting Israel and Jewish people. Of course, Jesus Christ But 1967, I worked at a bank. There's only two banks in town. And I'd go across town once or twice a week and meet at Westside Drugstore, had a little coffee shop. I was there one morning, and the only Jewish family in town, Arnold Leftwich, was there. And boy, he was all hyped up. And I said, "What's going on, Arnold?" He said, "We're kicking those Arabs' butts." Well, I didn't know what he was talking about. It was a six-day war in Jerusalem. And the Lord spoke to me, and I was a nominal Christian at that time. I said, "Arnold, what can I do to help?" He said, "Call the Jewish Federation in Nashville." And I did, and of course they wanted money. And I sent them a month's salary, which back then wasn't much. I started getting their literature and mail outs and became more and more involved. Well, that's how I started, by a Jewish man. We're indebted to the Jews for our salvation. We were pagans out in the world with no God. And Jesus brought us our salvation. Jesus, a Jew. I've got five prayer points. I'm going to read them to you. And then when I start the first one, I'm going to try to blow the shofar. The shofar scares demons. It's a sound of victory and war. And that's why we're here. We're war tonight. Plus, you're going to hear it when Jesus comes back. The sound of the shofar. All right, here's my first prayer. And it's the most important prayer. We pray that all of Israel will be saved. That should be our most important prayer. There's about 15 million Jews in the world. About 7,000 in Israel, about 5,000 in the United States and elsewhere. I'm going to read you what Paul said in Romans. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." So we need to pray for these missions that are supporting Israel. They're taking the gospel to Israel, Chosen People Ministry, International Christian Embassy, John Hagee, etc. The second one is this nuclear deal that the administration is trying to force on Israel. Our former president gave them $1.7 billion with a B, dollars in cash in an airplane. What did we get in return? Nothing. They're wanting it again. And what the stipulation is that in a few years they can make the bomb. And their purpose is to destroy Israel and the United States. So pray against the Iranian nuclear deal. That's number two. Number three, pray for the election November the 1st in Israel. We don't need a two-state Israel. We don't need a half Jerusalem. We need godly men that are Zionists to be elected and form a coalition and elect a godly prime minister. Also, right after that, the 8th, we need to do the same. Go vote. This is the most important election that I can remember in my lifetime. And if you want to change what's going on in America, vote November the 8th. Number four, pray against anti-Semitism. It's on the increase. It's everywhere, especially in our universities and colleges. And we need to pray. Our Jewish people are being talked about in slurred statements, not allowed to speak. Pray against anti-Semitism. And number five, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace will come when Christ comes. But we need peace around the walls of Jerusalem now against our enemies. I'm going to blow the shofar, and when I blow, because I can't talk so good, y'all start praying now. I'm going to try to blow it. Mm-hmm. the Jews. We pray for the missionaries that are going there. We pray for all that are supporting them. Supply all their riches according to their riches in glory. Number two, pray against a nuclear deal that the Biden administration will not sign it. And they will follow through. And there'll be no deal. Pray for the elections in November. In Israel and the United States, that godly people will be elected. Number four, we pray against anti-Semitism around the world, in our colleges and universities. And number five, I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we will prosper in praise for Jerusalem. In the name of Jesus, Yeshua, amen.
Let's pray. Father, I just thank you tonight for the opportunity that you've given us to come and pray. And we come to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name, the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And you said that if we ask anything according to your will, that we would have it. But Father God, I bring you in remembrance right here. You said, make all prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks to be made for all men, for kings, and all those that are in authority. May we lead a quiet and peaceful life in godliness and honesty. For this is the good and acceptable sight of God. Father, I just thank you right now that we know it's your will that we live a peaceful life on this earth. And Father, I just pray right now. I thank you so much, Father God, that there's been godly seed that has been sown in this nation over the years. It will not return void, Father. It will accomplish that for which it was sent. And Father, I just want to say, I repent before you, Father, for becoming apathetic, for becoming lazy in the spirit, Father. Your word says right here, I bring you in remembrance, Father. You said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. And I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Father, I just thank you right now. I break the demonic spirits over this nation in the name of Jesus. Father God, we have, as a church, have allowed this country to become a mess. Father, I repent for that. I repent for the apathy. I repent for that, Father. Now I just ask right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, the name of Jesus. That you raise up godly men and women in government. And Father God, if there be anyone in this government, from the top all the way down, that refuses to govern by your word, Father, I ask that you would remove them from office. That you would... Oh, thank you, Father. Bring godly people to office, Father. And Father, with the upcoming elections, I break any nefarious activities that's been going on. Father, our eyes have been opened. Our eyes are open, Father God, to the truth. And I ask, Father, for supernatural intervention in the upcoming elections and for all those that are in authority over us. Even from our own local government, Father God. We see the things that's going on in this country, even in our own city. Father, we declare right now, we will not let the devil take this city back. We will not. We will walk forth in boldness. We will take this country back, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And I receive it, Father, and I tell you tonight, I commit to you tonight, Father God. I will not quit. I will not give up. We will never, ever, ever quit and stop. Father God, we will take this nation back. And I thank you for it, Father. In the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. We magnify your name. We honor your name, Lord God. We lift you up in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You are a God who sees all. You are a God who knows all. Lord God, you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords, Lord God. You created the heaven and the earth, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, claiming unity in the house of the Lord, Lord Jesus. We claim unity in the house of the Lord, Lord God. First, let it start in our individual homes, Lord God. Any divisive plan of the enemy, Lord God, to divide our families in the name of Jesus, we cast it down in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind the plans of the enemy against the fathers in the home, against the mothers in the home, any attack on the children in the home, anything that would try to come into our home and take us apart from each other, Lord God, which will take us apart from you. We cast it down in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And anything that tries to spill over in your house, in the house of God, we claim it not to be so in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come against every divisive plan in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we speak peace in the house. We speak unity in the house, Lord God. We speak your will in the house, Lord God. Everything that is not like you, we cast it down. It's your word, Lord God, that says there are many parts, but only one body. It's your word that says so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body. We all belong to each other. It is your word that says, and though we are many, we all eat from one loaf of bread, showing that we are one body. It is your word that says, for there is one body and one spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. It is your word that tells us, together as one body, Christ reconciled both groups to God, means of his death in the name of Jesus. And our hostility toward each other was put to death in the name of Jesus. It is your word that says, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of body, you are called to live in peace. As members of one body, we are called to live in peace, Lord God. So I speak the peace that only you can give in your house, Lord God, to fill the house, Lord God. Not just this house, but every church in Cookeville in the name of Jesus. We come against a divisive plan to separate and divide your children in this county, in this town, in this city, in this state, Lord God. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord God. Let your will be done. You are not a God, Lord God, who wants us divided. You want us together as one body, one people, Lord God, to lift up one Lord. That is you, Lord Jesus. And we claim that in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father God, you're so good. You're so good, and we're so thankful to live in a country where education is free. But with that freedom has come a price. And Father God, we want you to intervene. We claim every school in the Upper Cumberland. You know them by name. We claim every teacher, every administrator, every principal, every counselor, every cafeteria worker, every janitor, every paraprofessional, every adult that's in our education system. We know that it flows from the top down. Please anoint the leaders of our education system. Infect their mind with a desire for your wisdom. Lord, help them to fear you, because that's where wisdom starts. They are accountable for the role that they play, the title that they have. Make them feel the accountability that they have to you in upbringing our children, Father God. I stand in the gap for Tennessee Tech. I stand as the gatekeeper to Tennessee Tech. And I stand in the gap and I say there will be no more. That there will be no more witchcraft, there will be no more darkness, no more division, no more chaos or mystery. We cast the demons out of it. Father God, rise up. Every student, every employee, every person who's a believer in you, Jesus, and let them shine for you in the darkness that's Tennessee Tech. Father God, we claim victory. We know that you're good, and we stand in the promises that you've given us, that if we seek your face, you will hear our cry. And we're here. We are here. Hear us and bless our education system. Let it start in the home, that the schools cannot be a substitution for a home. And we pray for the families, Father God, that are raising those children. Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray over our families, Father God. Our families in this country are struggling. The family unit is failing, Father God, and I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that you will raise up men that will know what it means to be authentic men of God. Men that will reject passivity, accept responsibility, lead courageously, and invest eternally, Father God. And we claim that in Jesus' name. I pray that you will make men that are men that are, that love their wives and love their children, that they will be what you tell us to be, Father God, in Scripture, that we will be men that love our wives like Christ loved the church, Father God. I claim, Father God, that you will help our men to raise up their boys to be authentic, godly men, and to walk in your steps, Father God, and to be the men that you call them to be. Our family unit is being attacked, Father God. It's being attacked from the government all the way down to the media and to our local colleges and universities and educational system, Father God, and I rebuke that and I cast it out in Jesus' name. Yes. Women are being rewarded for not having a husband with money from big government, and I reject it, Father God, and I cast that out in Jesus' name. I pray that you would equip our families to come together, to unite, to be husband and wife, to raise their children and be the families you call them to be. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she is greatly enrich his lives. She brings him good and not harm all the days of his life. I pray for Proverbs 31 women to rise up and to support their men and to help lead their men to lead this country, Father God. I pray and claim all these things in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, I just bring you, God, the intercessors of this church, Father God. I thank you, God, that you have brought us together for such a time as this, Father God. And Lord, I'm going to read what the pastor read just before this. And it says in 1 John 5 and 14, it said, "And this is a confidence we have in him, that if we ask you anything, Father God, you hear us. You will not deny us. And if we know that you hear us, whatever we ask, we know that we have that petition that we desire." Father God, tonight, Father God, as we come to you, Father God, believing for the intercessors of this church, Father God, we ask that we raise up every intercessor in this church. And Father God, give them a spirit, not of timidity, but that of a sound mind, Father God. And Lord, don't let them think, Father God, just because they don't think they can pray. All they have to do is open their mouth, Father God. And Lord, of what we learned to do, what Vic and I learned to do, you said, if you open your mouth, I will fill it. And Father God, you have never failed to do that in the 15 years, Father God, that we've been together, Father God, that Lord, that you have brought us together for such a time as this. And Father God, we just raise up intercessors in this house, Father God. Lord, give them that spirit, not of timidity, Father God. But Father God, if they can open their mouth, they can pray to you, and they understand, Father God. They know what your word says, God. But God, you need each and every intercessor in this house to come alongside. not just because we're intercessors for the world, Father God, but a true intercessor is a person that prays for one another, other than yourself. But Father God, we not only have direction to pray for our families, Father God, but our pastor especially, Father God, in his protection. And everybody that has a part in this church, Father God, we lift them up every day, Father God. When our feet hit that ground in the morning, Father God, we are praying intercessory prayers, God, because you have directed us, God. You have guided us, and you have directed each and everything we do. And God, we just thank you, Father, that you are ever in control of our mouth, Father God, of our spirit man, Father God, that you control it. Father God, we ask God for what you've done with the Holy Ghost, Father God. You have brought him into such a spiritual house, Father God, for this time, Father God. And Lord, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, Father God, and we just praise and honor you in Jesus' name. And we call it done, Father God. Bring them forth, Father God. We call it done. God, this is you, Father God. This is you. This is not us, Father God. This is your spirit. God, open up doors, shut doors, Father God. But God, open up the doors that pastor needs to walk through, Father God, and you will ordain him, Father God. You will have given him the spirit, Father God, that he desires, Father God. He is your man in this city, Father God. And we ask, God, that every other church in this city will come along with us, Father God. We don't want them aside, God. We want them to be powerful, Father God. This is a oneness, God. This is your word, God. It is about you and nobody else, Father God. And Lord, we just bind every spirit, God, that comes against us, Father God. It cannot stand. It will not stand. It has no right to do anything. And God, as we said, God, we come against that school, Father God, right now. God, I ask you right now, change the hearts of those kids, Father God. Lord, go in and change the hearts of those kids, Father God. And Lord, we can do that with intercessory prayer. We believe what your word says, Father God. It says that every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights above. And we speak that into existence in this city, God. And Father God, we just praise you for the law enforcement, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're touching them, Father God, for our fire department, Father God. And Lord, we just give you glory and honor, God. We thank you, God, that you're raising up people, Father God, for such a time as this. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for knowing us intimately. We thank you for your power to deliver, to lead us into freedom. We thank you for your truth, your word. It's active and it's powerful and it's alive. We stand in authority tonight as children of God, and we speak against the spirits of perversion. Satan has no authority in this house. He has no authority in this city. He has no authority in our homes, in our marriages, in our family, or around, or in our children. Lord, we declare an expansion of spiritual territory in this place, beyond the walls of this church, Lord, just across the street to the college ward. We declare and we claim a spiritual territory in that place. God, we thank you tonight. Lord, as parents, as caregivers, as grandparents, please forgive us for turning a blind eye to what we're watching, to what we allow our children to watch, to do, to see, to listen to, Lord. Help us become more attentive, more mindful of those things, Lord, to be more discerning and to remove those things from our children's eyes. That's our responsibility, Lord. It's not the teachers. It's not the government. Lord, it's our responsibility. God, thank you. Father, tonight I declare that every person under the sound of my voice, every young person in this city fully understands and comes into the understanding that their bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Our body isn't an object to give away to someone else other than our spouse. It's not something to give away to a screen, to a person, to an acquaintance, to a stranger, Lord. Help us, Lord. to communicate this understanding to our young people, our children. God, every power using the spirit of perversion to confuse this generation must die in the name of Jesus. We cancel every generational curse in Jesus' name. Any curses that start in the womb, Jesus, we cancel those. We break every yoke of spiritual perversion in this church, in our marriages, in our city, and in our community. Jesus, just bring us back to you. Bring us back to your heart. Open our eyes and our ears to those things that break your heart, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, in our community, Holy Spirit, I ask that you begin to work in the hearts of those that struggle, that are under attack of the spirits of perversion, those that struggle with same-sex attraction, those that struggle with sex outside of marriage. God, I pray for the father and mother that don't pay attention to what their children are doing, or if they are paying attention, then there's no discipline, Father. Help them. Give us the courage, God. Lord Jesus, give us the words to say and how to say them to a generation and a society that's seeking the truth. Jesus, we love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father, for perseverance and endurance and long-suffering. I pray that you just move upon each and every person under the sound of my voice, that we will be encouraged and you will fill us with a greater level of perseverance, endurance, and long-suffering, Father, that you will fill us with a boldness, a knowledge, and a courage to pour forth in the authority that you have placed in us, that we will have a newfound understanding of the authority that we walk in, that everywhere our foot passes over belongs to us, that we are taking back ground, that when the witches think that they are going to tour this city, that you are casting it down, that when the warlocks think that they are going to speak out against the people in this city, that you are closing their mouths, that when we open our mouths to praise and worship you, just like when the Israelites passed around with Joshua, that they are walking in a victory lap, that when we walk this city, we are claiming it for Jesus Christ, your purity. Thank you, Father. Yes, God, strengthen us. Make us an arrow in your quiver that we will line up and target every area that is failing, that you will speak to us with a newfound clarity and understanding, that you will increase our discernment, that we will see before the enemy moves, that we will hear you and we will discern what the enemy's plans are, that we can conquer them before it even starts. I thank you, Father, that you have cast down every plan of the enemy against us. But Lord, we lift up this city, we lift up the Upper Cumberland, and we cast down every curse spoken against the land, every curse spoken against the school system, every curse spoken against the churches, every level of division that has been spoken into your body of Christ, Father, we just cast it down right now, dead to the ground. Those curses shall not prosper. I thank you. Thank you, Father, for an increased discernment. We bind up all territorial spirits that have made way into the universities, into the schools, into the parks, and into this land. We bind them up in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over this land, that it shall just permeate every portion of atmosphere, of every portion of dirt for the city of Cookeville and Upper Cumberland. I just plead the blood of Jesus over it. I plead the blood of Jesus over the encampment of every sorcerer and every witch that has dared to come against this city. I plead the blood of Jesus over every encampment of every sorcerer and soothsayer that has dared to come against this city. I plead the blood of Jesus, and I ask for a holy fire to rain down in those encampments, that they shall be burnt up and disintegrated. And I pray, Father God, that you send forth a confusing spirit, that you will cause them to be confused, that their utterances make no sense even before Satan, that you will cause them to turn their backs, that they won't even see when we push forward and when we take ground, that it will be baffling to them, that there will be no sense made, that they will make no ground, that we are pushing back the gates. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father God, for discernment and clarity. Thank you, Father God, for endurance and perseverance, Father. We need that endurance and perseverance. Let us not grow weary in this, and understanding that this is our calling. This is our calling. This is our calling, that we will stand shoulder to shoulder. I stand in the gap with my brothers and sisters. We stand. We stand together, shoulder to shoulder, Father. Thank you. Thank you.
Spirit, we're so glad you're here. We're so glad you're here. We just lift our voice and praise you right now. As we enter into the Holy of Holies with you, we are praying for revival. We are praying for revival, my God. But first, dear God, if we have any ought against any person, we ask you to forgive us and get our hearts right. Because we have to have our hearts right to have revival. And God, we're praying for this because we were born for such a time as this. We were born for this. Each person in this room, dear God, each person listening, oh, dear Heavenly Father, give us the wisdom to know how to go out into our Upper Cumberland area, into Tennessee. We want the Spirit of God in revival moving in this place. We want this to be a great hub for it. We want it moving in every church preaching Jesus Christ as Lord in this county and surrounding counties. We just speak this right now. And Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you every bit. We just lift you up, Lord, and we thank you that revival is coming and your glory is going to cover this place. And thank you, Father, that you're bringing in finances for us to get this church built so many can come, and many to come to all the different churches in the area, because we are lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ and we are helping to increase the kingdom of God. That is our goal, to increase the kingdom, because the time is short. And Lord, I pray that each one of us is praying and calling out your name every day for this and keeping our hearts right, because we need to get people born again and in the kingdom. Our families, our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors. Lord, I just ask you to just lead and guide each one of us each day to keep pressing in and praying night and day, never ceasing to pray that revival is coming. The glory of God is going to be covering this area in such a way that the fog, you won't be able to see through the smoke, because the glory is going to just come down on us. And people are going to be saved, born again, set free of devils, set free of oppression, set free of every evil mess Satan has brought towards them. They're going to be set free by the living God. And I thank you, Father, that people are seeing that you are a true and living God. You are the only God. And we worship you, and we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And we ask you, Father, this day to give us wisdom of how to go about things and how to be led by the Holy Spirit. And we just praise you for the Holy Spirit being here to be our comforter, to be our teacher, to be the way on this earth with us. And thank you, Lord, that you are coming soon. Coming soon. We give you praise in Jesus' name.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Father, you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. You alone, Lord Father. You alone are worthy to be praised, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for you have given us a time with you, Lord Father, this special time, Lord Father. I just pray against racism, Lord Father. Racism in the streets, racism in the church, Lord Father, racism in our workplace, Lord Father. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you have given us, Lord, a new heart, Lord Father. Our new heart. You have given us a new mind, Lord Father. Lord, you have transformed us, Lord, to see through your eyes, Lord, and not our own, Lord. I break every stronghold in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, that is stopping us from loving the way you've called us to love, Lord Father. I pray, Lord, that we would speak life, Lord Father, over every person we interact with, Lord Father, no matter what race, creed, religion that we come in contact with, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the ability to use our tongue, Lord, as a sword, Lord, separating us, Lord, the life and death, Lord, that we will recognize, Lord Father, what needs to die in us, Lord Father, and we just pray that it would die, those ideologies, Lord Father, are those bad experiences, Lord, that has tried to form a root in our heart, Lord, cast it out in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the power, Lord Father, in your word. You have said you called to cast out every vain imagination that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, Lord Father. You said to bring captive, Lord Father, every thought, Lord Father, to the obedience to Christ, Lord Father. And everything, Lord Father, in your word, you've also said, Lord, that you are God of no partiality, Lord Father. Let us operate as you called us to operate, as you operate with us. No partiality, Lord Father. Let us see, Lord, through a lens, Lord Father, through your spirit, Lord Father. Give us wisdom, Lord Father, that we'll be able to build up and to strengthen those we come encounter with, Lord Father. I pray against division, Lord Father, in the household, Lord Father. I pray against, Lord Father, that we would be able to not let age separate us, Lord Father. That we would be able to reach down to the youth, Lord Father, and lift them up, build them up, Lord Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that our words, Lord, Father, will be edifying and encouraging to those who hear them, Lord, Father. Lord, that there will not be any idle talk coming from our lips, Lord, Father. Let us be bold and confident in the words that we choose, Lord, Father, that we would know, Lord, that they would be better in you, Lord. You said you will not reject a broken and contrite spirit, Lord, Father. So we come to you, Lord, Father, asking you, renew a steadfast spirit within us. Renew a righteous spirit within us, Lord, Father. Reveal in us, Lord, Father, anything that's deep within us, Lord, Father, that those dark places, Lord, Father, for you have said we don't battle against flesh and blood, but against everything, principalities, powers, and dark and wickedness in dark places. Lord Father, in those dark places within us, Lord Father, root them out, Lord Father, yank them out of us, Lord Father, so they will not have any hold on us in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Let us be delivered, Lord Father. This day we are delivered, Lord Father. We are delivered in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord. You have given us victory. You have given us victory. It is done. We can walk boldly and confidently in you, Lord, knowing, Lord, that we are transformed and that we will not go back to our old ways, Lord, Father, but we will focus ahead, Lord, what you have given us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Our most wonderful, gracious Father in heaven, we come in front of you this evening seeking wisdom and guidance over our church body. Father, we need you. We want you. We started as a congregation in a barn on a cold February night with 70 people looking for a place to be more engaged with you. Father, we didn't know what that vision looked like. But look at us today, Father. We have grown to over 300 in 2 years, and we're just getting started. We pray that we continue to reach out into our community and touch those that are lost or looking for a place where they can become closer to you, Father. As you have seen the good work being done to build your kingdom, You have blessed this church body with 50 precious and beautiful acres, Father. For that, we are so thankful. Father, lead us, teach us, providing wisdom and knowledge to be great stewards of this land. We pray as we work hard to get this land paid for, you pour out your spirit of every generosity over us, Father. We pray for direction as we plan and build our new church home. Let your word ring throughout the Upper Cumberland. Let us bless others as we have been blessed. Father, we need you as a church body. It is our responsibility. Father, we had a whole row of children. It's our responsibility to teach them, to guide them, and to keep them safe. Father, we need you. Father, please let us be good stewards to these children. Father, Pastor talked about what's happening in our universities. Right here in our backyard. We can't let that happen. We can't let it happen. Father, let us be strong. Let us be confident. And let's be a positive influence on our youth. Father, your word says that if you for us, who can be against us? We proclaim your word, Father. We believe it and we receive it. In the name of Almighty God, amen.
Tonight I pray for a new level of devotion in our people, God. A new level of reading our word, Jesus. A new level of prayer, God. A new level of spiritual formation, Lord. Lord, your people were not meant to just worship in a building, God. The worship was meant to happen in our lives, Jesus. So God, I pray that every day we would present ourselves as acceptable sacrifices, God. Lord, that we would be living sacrifices laid out on the altar, God. Every day, Lord, before our feet touch the ground, let us open up our mouths and thank you, Jesus, God. And as we get on our feet, Jesus, let us thank you, Lord. As we get out of our houses, Lord, let us thank you, Lord. Let us not take for granted everything that we have, God. You've given us so much, Jesus. But because we have been so blessed, Lord, we have become lazy. But God, I stir up right now a flame and a fire in your people to become determined, to become dedicated, God, that we will not step back, that we will not be pushed, Lord, but that we will seek the face of God every day, the one and only living God, the only God who has the power to make things happen in our lives, God, the only one who has the power to change the lives of those around us, God. It starts with us, Lord. We pray for your spirit to move, God, but Lord, you're waiting for us to move. Your spirit has always been here, God, but you're waiting for us to take the steps. So Lord, today I pray for devotion. I pray for dedication. Lord, I pray for zeal. Lord, I pray for fervor. I pray for a passion, God, a hunger, Lord. Lord, Jeremiah said it was like fire shut up in his bones, that when he didn't do your will, God, that he felt like he was burning up on the inside, Lord. Lord, I pray that every time we go to the store and we don't pray for someone that you speak to us, God, that it would burn us up, Lord. Every time that we go and pick up our children and we see a child who doesn't have what our children don't have, God, Lord, I pray that we would be burned up for it, God. Let us be set on fire, God. But Lord, we have to lay ourselves over the fire. We are the ones that lay ourselves down on the sacrifice, God, on the altar, Lord. But Lord, once we do it, consume every portion, every place, and set us ablaze, God. Let us be a city on a hill, Jesus. Let us be a light in a dark place, Jesus. Let us be a safe haven for the hurting and the broken, God. But Lord, let us be a conviction to those that are not living right, Jesus. Yes, God. Lord, we don't just believe it. I say this all the time, Lord. I don't just believe for you to do it. God, I expect you to do it. I expect you to do it, God. There's a lot of people that believe in a lot of things, Lord, but nothing ever happens. That's not the case with you. You are the one and only God. You are mighty God. You are seated on high and you look down low. There's no one beside you, God. There's no one above you. There's no other name like yours, Jesus. And when we speak your name, things happen, God. When we speak your name, power comes. When we speak your name, peace comes. When we speak your name, love comes. Love that goes beyond borders. Love that goes beyond skin color. Love that goes beyond the class of our pocketbook, Lord. Love that goes beyond the appearance of a man on the outside, but love that goes to the heart of a man on the inside. Let us have the love of Jesus. Let us have the love of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Lord, I don't just believe you to do it. I expect you to do it in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. And everybody says,
Father's the shepherd of this house. I lead us in prayer right now and ask you for the demonstration of the Spirit of God in power through the gifts of the Holy Ghost in our midst. Lord, what we experienced Sunday morning was good, but Father, we know there's so much more in the heavenlies that you have for us. So Lord, we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit. We yield ourselves. We surrender ourselves to the leadership, to the voice, to the nudging, to the urging of the Spirit of God in our heart. I pray, Father, you would help us to be led by the Spirit of God, for these are the sons and daughters of God. Speak through us, through the gift of prophecy and tongues and interpretation of tongues. Speak through us, Lord. Work through us through signs and wonders and miracles. Lord, do a power demonstration so that this generation will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is a God in heaven who is real. That he's not just something that religious rhetoric has propped up for thousands of years, but that you're a living God. That you're a living God. And Father, also we call in the lost, the hurting, the broken, the hungry, the destitute, the blind, and the naked, those who don't know you in this city. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, send the harvest. Send the harvest. Open the fields up to harvest, Lord. Souls. We cry out for souls tonight. Souls tonight. We cry out for deliverance tonight of every soul that is bound in our community. Let them know the name of Jesus. As a church family, Lord, we want to thank you for being good to us. Lord, there's many more topics we could have prayed tonight, which just proves there's always a need to pray more. So, Lord, if we didn't cover a topic, we're going to take a moment right now and we're just going to pray in the Holy Ghost together as a church family. And I'm going to tell you what the Spirit of God, I believe, told me this afternoon. As I was thinking about the service, I felt like the Spirit of God said that while we pray in the Holy Ghost, there's going to be people in here who have yet to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that as we as a church family spend a little moment right now praying in the Spirit together, that many of you who have not been baptized, that don't have the gift of speaking in tongues, God is going to give you that gift tonight. Tonight is your night to receive that special prayer language. So right now, as a church family, come on, let's stir up, as the Bible says, the gift of God that is on the inside of us. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Rebabosa. Come on, that prayer you're praying right now is the perfect prayer. The Bible says that prayer you're praying right now unlocks mysteries in the realm of the Spirit. Thank you, God. Worship you, Jesus. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands as we lift your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Now how about with those hands and hearts lifted, let's sing it. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. So great, there is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you do miracles so great.
just like you, Jesus. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. There is no
tonight that we prayed, we say yes and amen. And we know that we have the petitions of which we have asked you for. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, give the Lord a yes. This is a yes. This is a yes.
My wife so much, and it's so lonely, but I know God's with me. I just want his arms wrapped around me.
Can I have a couple good men to come up here, love on Mr. Bill for a minute? Come around here Jason. Jesus, stretch your hands toward Mr. Bill. Father, comfort your son. Comfort your son. Comfort your son by the Spirit. Comfort your son by the Spirit. Is there anybody else in here that you need special prayer for anything? If you do, just come up here to the left or to the right real quick. If you need special prayer for anything, we're going to pray for your needs real quick. Pam, you'll pray with her.
Yeah.
Powerful. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I don't know about you, but I actually enjoy praying like this. I don't want to admit this, but sometimes I get tired of hearing myself preach. Amen. Well, I'm going to bless us tonight, and we're going to let you get out of here. I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of anxious, in a good way, about what God's going to do Sunday. I really am very anxious about what God's going to do Sunday. I was out and about today, and I was setting at a restaurant, and I was eating, and this guy sat beside me, asked me my name, and so I told him my name. He said, "I thought that was you." I said, "What does that mean?" He said, "I've seen some of your preaching on YouTube," and he said, "Word is spreading all over town. Y'all having a mighty move of God." And I said, "Are you talking about Sunday?" And he goes, "Yeah." I was like, "Wow, boy, it traveled fast. I mean, from Sunday to Wednesday." So I'm excited to see what God's going to do. I want to remind you, pray for Steve. Did Steve ever get his luggage yet? He's supposed to get it Friday. That's tomorrow. That'd be tomorrow for him. So Steve has yet to get his luggage. He arrived safe. Everything else didn't. So it's Africa. So pray for Steve as you pray this week. We're going to open up the opportunity for you to give. And tonight you can just come and put it in a bucket. We're not going to have the ushers pass nothing or anything like that. So if you're, you know, feeling like the Lord wants you to give $1 million, so we can go ahead and build, go ahead and do that.
And I agree.
I agree. Come on. I agree. So, but I just want to thank, because of your faithfulness to give, yesterday we took another check for $30,000 and put on the land yesterday. So, every month, keep chipping away at it. Next week, Tuesday and Wednesday are going to be very important days, as the architects and designers are all going to be here for 2 days. On the properties, working on the finalization of some concepts with us. So please be in prayer about that. Amen. I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes?
What's going on for Saturday? Come
up here, Marisha. Tell us what. I'm glad you reminded. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Tell them what's going on Saturday.
You're too short.
Thank you. It's all right. So we are doing, we've been given 2 booths and a bit of grass in addition to that to do the Fall Fun Fest. It's going to be in front of the courthouse out on the square. We're going to have kids games for kids to come. We're going to have a prayer booth. We're going to evangelize, tell people about the church, what we're doing, pray, take Jesus outside of the four walls and take it out into the city. So if y'all want to evangelize and put it into practice, come on. 9 to 4 Saturday. So it's not too long. If you only have a couple hours, come on.
Where do they come to? Just show up out there, 9 to 4 on Saturday. Wear your Ben t-shirt. If you don't have a Ben t-shirt, go get a Ben t-shirt, right? And then I know we've also got a school club. I didn't tell you this, but the school today called me thanking us for what we're getting ready to do over there. And they're getting ready to have a big family night. And so I told them, I said, don't worry about any of the cost of the pizza, that our church was going to buy all the pizza for all the kids and the parents. They're saying there's going to be 300 parents on the ground there. Just to tell you how big a miracle that is, they've never had parent participation at that school at that level at all. Last year, we did this for them, and it enticed the parents to come out. So that's going to be an incredible thing. And so I told him, I said, you just tell me when you... She said, well, do you want to go get the pizzas? I said, Lord Jesus, no. You tell them to deliver the pizza. If I'm paying for pizza for 300 people, they can deliver the pizza, right? So anyway, you're making all of that happen. Anyway, God bless you. I love you. Get out of here in Jesus' name. I'll see you Sunday morning.